the latest on the death of Heath Ledger. CBS News correspondent Kelly Wallace is live outside Ledger's apartment in New York City with the very latest.
Good morning, Julie. Well, this makeshift memorial outside Ledger's apartment has grown. There are more flowers. There's now a flag for his native Australia and also more cards with personal notes, including this one, which says Heath Ledger was an amazing actor and father and will be sadly missed. This all as we're learning more about the investigation, including how two frantic calls were made to actress Mary Kate Olsen before anyone called 911. Heath Ledger's ex-fiancée, Michelle Williams, and their two-year-old daughter, Matilda, arrived at their Brooklyn home last night. As new details emerged surrounding the investigation into the gutsy actor's death. 12:30 p.m. Tuesday, a housekeeper arrives at Ledger's apartment. 1 o'clock, the housekeeper goes into Ledger's bedroom to change a light bulb in an adjacent bathroom and hears him snoring. 2:45, a masseuse arrives to give Ledger a massage. 15 minutes later, the masseuse, Diana Wolazin, calls Ledger on his cell phone, but he doesn't answer. She goes into the bedroom, tries to wake Ledger, but gets no response. Using a speed dial number on Ledger's cell phone, she calls his friend, Mary Kate Olsen, in California, who tells Wolazin she will call some private security people she knows in New York. Fearing the worst, she called Mary Kate again and, according to the New York Post, screamed, "I think he's dead." Almost a half hour passes, 3:26. Wolazin finally calls 911 to report Ledger is not breathing. 3:33, emergency medical workers arrive and at 3:36 pronounce Ledger dead.
There were no illegal drugs found. There were prescription bottles. All of the pills were in the bottle.
Including anti-anxiety and sleeping pills. But his death remains a mystery, with autopsy results inconclusive. His family says it had to be an accident, his fans paying tribute and hoping for answers. Actor Eric Roberts stars alongside Ledger in the upcoming Batman remake, The Dark Knight.
For all of us who are actors, who take pride in what we do, he's a loss.
Why don't you just let me be, huh?
Best known for his Oscar-nominated role as a gay cowboy, Ledger earned comparisons to acting greats like Brando and is now being compared to another young star taken too soon.
He's our James Dean. And I characterize that by saying he did wonderful things, but really the best was yet to come.
And we now know that six different prescription drugs were found in Ledger's apartment, including some from overseas. We also know that a rolled-up $20 bill found near Ledger's body tested negative for drugs. And we also know that it will take about 10 days to 2 weeks for those toxicology reports to come back. And Julie, once the medical examiner has those reports, the examiner should be able to determine the cause of death.
But Kelly, before you go, do we know if Heath Ledger was breathing when that massage therapist decided to call Mary Kate Olsen first before calling 911?
That is really a key question and something everybody is talking about, certainly something authorities will be looking into. And I'm sure as the investigation proceeds, we will learn if calling 911 right away instead of Mary Kate Olsen would have made a difference. Julie?
Kelly Wallace in Lower Manhattan. Thanks, Kelly.